I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. And here's Brandon Ragland with a preview of the 2025-26 season of the Dayton Ballet.
It begins with the Ballet Giselle, which premiered in Paris in 1841, and it is considered one of the great canons of the classical ballets. It's a romantic ballet. It has a deep story. It's a story of love and betrayal, and it always lends itself to being around that Halloween, fall kind of season. So I'm happy to open the ballet season with that. It's a ballet that Dayton Ballet hasn't performed in its entirety, so I'm happy to bring that into the rep for us to have.
What's the story behind the ballet?
The story behind Giselle is, you know, the title character, Giselle. She's a beloved woman in her community. It's harvest time, so a lot of people in her village are harvesting and reaping the benefits of that. And there is this male Duke Albrecht who is coming and kind of wanting to get away from the responsibilities of royalty, and he comes down to the village and kind of disguises himself as one of what we would call the regular folk, and he starts to flirt with Giselle, and they start to have a budding relationship, and he grows quite fond of her and she of him, and he doesn't tell her that he's already betrothed. So she falls in love with him during his time in the village, and then she later finds out that he's betrothed to someone else, and she dies of a broken heart because she has a weak heart as a condition. So the first act kind of tells that story and that journey of how she finds out about that. There's a lot of joy in the dancing, but then there's also drama at the end. As she finds out that he's betrothed to someone else, she goes mad. So there's a mad scene that happens at the end of Act 1. Act 1 closes with her death, and Act 2 takes place in the forest. And this is where kind of that ghost element comes into play, because Albrecht goes to visit her in the grave, and he is attacked essentially by willies, which are considered female ghosts that have died before their wedding day. There is a sense of no males come out of that forest alive because the willies make them dance to death. So the second act is Albrecht trying to really atone his love for Giselle. The willies are trying to kill him, and Giselle's love is what saves him in the end.
Is that where we get the expression, it gives me the willies?
Yes.
Is it really?
No. I don't know. But I'm going with it, though. I'm running with it.
You mentioned that Giselle is a ballet that the Dayton Ballet has never performed in its entirety, but your second ballet of the season is one you do every year.
Yeah, the second ballet we're doing in our season is, you know, this little thing called Nutcracker. But what's exciting about this Nutcracker is that it is a brand new production. It premiered last season, so I'm happy to bring that back. It has new sets and new costumes, and the choreography was done by me, and so I'm happy to, you know, Nutcracker is always a wonderful holiday classic. There's magic, there's sets, there are costumes, and the live music element of it as well just makes it a nice holiday tradition for people, and a lot of families look forward to that. It's a lot of people's introduction to ballet, which is great because it starts to create memories. It's an opportunity for families who were dancers, who were originally in Nutcracker growing up, to bring their children, and you see the generations of families that come to Nutcracker year after year to even watch daughters and sons and granddaughters and grandsons and great-granddaughters and great-grandsons to participate in this ballet that has become a holiday icon, essentially. Our third production is The Sleeping Beauty, and that is, again, one of the great ballet canons for a classical ballet company to perform. And I mean, the Tchaikovsky score is just so dense and so rich. Tchaikovsky's score for The Sleeping Beauty, it's like the architect of the ballet. It helps tell the story. It lends itself to the choreography. So again, it's a fairy tale that's about love conquering evil, and the sets and costumes are beautiful, and it'll definitely be a family favorite. The DPAA 25-26 season is not one to be missed, so please make sure you check out all that we have to offer, and particularly check out the Dayton Ballet series, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Dayton Ballet Artistic Director Brandon Ragland and a season preview of the 2025-26 performances of the Dayton Ballet. Get more details about the entire Dayton Performing Arts Alliance season by visiting daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.